The Emu War, also known as the Great Emu War, is an intriguing episode in Australian history, one that portrays a peculiar clash of humans and nature. This event occurred in Western Australia between 1932 and 1933, during a period marked by the hardships of the Great Depression. On the surface, it might appear to be an amusing anecdote. Nevertheless, it underscores critical aspects of Australia's agricultural policies, wildlife management, and reactions to economic turmoil. During the early 1930s, thousands of emus migrated from inland regions of Western Australia to the coastal areas. This seasonal migration coincided with the breeding season, an annual cycle that was perhaps disrupted on this occasion by severe drought in the Australian outback. As these giant flightless birds began foraging through the fertile lands, they invariably entered wheat farms, causing significant havoc among the crops. The local farmers, many of whom were World War I veterans trying to make a living during the difficult economic times, found themselves facing an unexpected adversary, one that posed a threat to their sustenance and survival. It was against this backdrop that the decision was made to turn to the Australian military for help. The Australian Army dispatched machine guns and soldiers under the command of Major G.P.W. Meredith of the 7th Heavy Battery of the Royal Australian Artillery. The military believed that the emus would be swiftly dealt with. However, they were in for a surprise as they confronted an opponent that proved to be more resilient than anticipated. The emus were quickly running, scattering, and regrouping, which made them exceptionally hard targets to gun down. Moreover, their considerable size and light-footedness enabled them to absorb significant firepower and still evade their human opponents. The first campaign took place in November 1932, but ended in failure due to the birds' tactics and the soldiers' inability to kill large numbers of them. A second assault was launched later in the same month with slightly more success, but still, the emus remained in multitude, continuing their forays into farmland. The war attracted extensive media coverage, both locally and internationally, often portraying the event as a comedy, human military prowess being matched and at times surpassed by mere birds. The public's reaction to the Emu War was mixed, with some finding the situation amusing and others viewing it as an embarrassing misuse of military resources. From a political perspective, the event was hotly contested and added further strain to the tensions of the time. The Emu War eventually came to an end in December 1932. Estimates of the number of emus killed range from 600 to 1,000, a small fraction of the 20,000 estimated total population. The war was seen as a measure of last resort to an urgent predicament and indirectly underscored the economic and environmental challenges of the Australian farmland. Post-war, the emu problems didn't cease. Hence, the government introduced a bounty system, which proved to be effective in curbing the emu population. The Emu War encapsulates a unique part of Australia's history. It is an arresting tale of humanity's conflicts with wildlife and serves a reminder of the complex relationships we share with the creatures with whom we share our fragile world. It underscores the unintended consequences of human-animal interactions and the often desperate measures taken in response to environmental changes and challenges.